Just open your Bible to Jeremiah chapter 30. We'll come back to it. Here's one letter. Dear Apostle, I've been a student, and she calls a mighty man of God for many years, unknown, for many years, but never have I seen the words on paper in the light you presented. I want to personally appreciate you for relaying that revelation to me as I embark on this new way of thinking. I've learned in just a short time how to regain power over my own life, not giving it to others, and also how to process and navigate the jabs and throes of everyday life. As a wife, mother, daughter, and first lady, my husband and I have been extremely blessed by your leadership and guidance, and I don't take that lightly. My health has sprung forth like never before, and my mind is more fortified and resolute, and it's all because of the concepts and precepts taught and applied. I say all that to simply say thank you. I don't say much because I don't know everyone very well, but please know I hear, receive, and am closely following and listening, and sincerely, and I want this a lady of a church, she's the first lady of a church. Now, that testimony, now this testimony here, if y'all don't want to listen after this, just turn me off, because this is the Lord's doing. I know why I tried to get off of the subject of health. And you know, I say I'd wrestle the one, come back on it. The Lord didn't even hear my prayer. Didn't even hear what statement I made. Hello, Apostle Thompson. As I sit here today to write this letter to you, my heart is filled with joy and thanksgiving to God for you, Mom Thompson, the first family, and the team that God has surrounded you with. Now listen very closely, because there are some who listen to me need to hear this. In September of 2019, my husband and I alone with our 19-year-old daughter, made a decision to become members of Word of Life Christian Center. At that time, my husband and I had serious health challenges. Make a note, write down in your note. You're taking notes, serious health challenges. When we arrived at Word of Life, I would have to drop my husband at the front door of the church because the walk from the parking lot to the church was too much for him. Listen, this is powerful, man. All three of us were overweight, and it was affecting our bodies. My husband was on 9 medication, and I was on 7 medication. My husband was on 9 medication, and I was on 7 medication. We began to hear the word concerning health and realized that we were sick and overweight because our souls were in prison in that area. As we committed to change, the Holy Spirit got involved in our hearts and mind and graced us to make the necessary changes we needed to make according to the word that was coming out of your mouth. I can go on and on with the manifestation we have experienced in this last year being connected to Word of Life Christian Center, but I won't. What I will say is that my husband have gone from 9 medication a day to 3 medication in a reduced doses. He has lost, you ready? Ready? Get ready. He has lost 110 pounds.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Listen to this. Now, you remember she said he had to drop him off at the door because he couldn't walk. He is able to cycle a stationary bike 4 miles and walk a mile.
Hallelujah.
I have gone, what is this? I have gone from 7 medication to 1 aspirin per day.
Hallelujah.
And I've lost 52 pounds.
Wow.
I'm also exercising about 5 days a week. My daughter has lost 60 pounds.
Wow.
And we are all, well, I want y'all to hear this. And we are all eating healthy. And we are all eating healthy. And are no longer unconscious with our soul, health, and wealth a concern. We are on the path to our healthy and wealthy place. Glory to God. Thank you, Apostle, for allowing the Lord to use you to save our family and many others from an early grave.
Wow.
I got teared up when I first read this. I'm getting teared up again. And then they sent a seed, a Lord's seed. Those two testimonies. Now, in prayer, we were praying Ephesians 1, 15 to the end of that chapter, and I heard these words from the Lord before we start tonight. Sickness and disease, suffering and death has been a disgrace to grace in my face. Let me shut it down. Open your mind, your heart to absolute truth. Stopping the enemy from running on my plan of health and a long, satisfied life for you. Let me reveal to you the revelation of health, the wisdom of health, the knowledge of health, the calling, the inheritance, and power of health. The glory of health is flowing, focus, and getting in the flow. The Father of the glory of health is knocking in the body of Christ. Do you want to be in the number? Because many are about to receive instruction, direction, malfection, correction in their bodies and give me glory and honor all over the world. Then I heard these two words in the spirit, Ebo, Ebo. I said, now what is that? He says, elbow your way through the mess and the mass of ignorance that sickness and disease, through sickness and disease to health. Elbow your way through the mess and mass of ignorance about sickness and disease to health. Part two, open the flow of health, opening the flow of health in the body of Christ. We did part one on Sunday. I want to read from Jeremiah again, Jeremiah and two or three other scriptures with it to further open our eyes. Now, I had Jeremiah 30 and 17, but the Spirit told me, read the 16th verse because it's talking about devouring. Therefore, all, Jeremiah 30, 16, therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spar thee shall be sparred, and all that prey upon thee, P-R-E-Y, will I give for a prey. I thought about all the sickness and disease and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then verse 17 we read on Sunday, powerful verse. For I will what? What did he say, for I will what?
Restore.
Do what?
Restore.
Restore what?
Help.
For I will restore health unto thee. And I will heal thee of thy wounds, says the Lord. And he said, I have to do this because I want them to know that I take care of my children. Because they have called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, who no man seeks after. Now, one of the most outcasting thing on the body of Christ is sickness and disease. And it's because the body of Christ has not understood, and I've been in ministry almost five decades, and I didn't understand either, why Christians are just as sick as sinners, why Christians live, some live a long time, but suffer, go through so many things, and why enough Christians are not living a long, satisfied life. I didn't know the answer. I had revelation, I had prayer, hundreds, probably thousands of hours I've spent with God, didn't have the answer. A Baptist preacher, I got a hold of a Baptist preacher book whose mama died of cancer, daddy died of heart disease, and at 42, he was diagnosed with cancer. And he refused to go mom route. And he talked to one of his friends and he told him what to do. And today he's still alive. And it had been years ago, he started eating right and doing the right thing. Matter of fact, he was eating a lot of raw, 75 to 80%, then 20% cooked, especially if you're battling something. Now, in Exodus 23, turn there for a minute, because there's some powerful points I want to give you tonight. Exodus 23. Exodus 23 and 24. Exodus 23:24-26. Again, I was going to read the 25th verse, but the Lord told me to look at the 24th verse. It's talking about conquesting. We're going to conquest sickness and disease by revelation, by anointing, by absolute truth. Then the 24th verse, it says, Exodus 23:24, you with me? Mm-hmm. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods. Now the world system had become a god to the church, nor serve them, nor do after their works, my God. But thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. Mm-hmm. Now the world system used a lot of things. I was talking to my grandson, and I told him it's on sickness and disease, we put it on sin, we put it on Satan, but we forgot about self. Mm-hmm. And so I think what we're dealing with here is Satan have no power over you. And I said one more time, sin, Satan, and the system. But self, not wanting to deny yourself. And when revelation comes, when the word of God comes, you ought to be willing to deny yourself, to act on the truth, to receive the manifestation that you need. Now notice, you notice that 24th verse, it's sort of like that other verse we read ahead of the text. And then in the 25th verse, you say, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall, the Lord your God, bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. What? 26th verse said, thou shalt nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Now, when God says something like that, you remember he said in Psalm, I'll sanctify you with a long night. When God said the number of our days I'll fulfill, that's talking about a good, healthy, yes, strong life. I mean, God don't play, you see. The numbers of our days I'll fulfill. So now here's a catch to all this in the spirit. One more scripture, and then I'm going to start giving you how to do this. Opening the flow of health in the body of Christ. Open the flow of health in your life. Write that down on your note. Opening the flow of health in my life. There is a flow of health that comes from God. In Psalm 90, one more verse, Psalm 90, because I want you to see this. I want you to remember what we read. He said, the number of days I'll fulfill, right? You remember we read that? The number of days I'll fulfill? Uh-huh. He said, Exodus 23:26, thou shalt nothing cast their young, nor be barren in the land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. You see that?
Yep.
All right, now look at Psalm 90 and verse 12. So teach us the number of our days. Mm-hmm. Look what the second part of the verse said. That we may apply our hearts to wisdom.
Yes.
So you have as much to do about your health as God. Now, I wrote as an introduction to this message, it is no doubt in my mind that God wants the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, living in the healthy position he had provided for them in Christ. So there's a healthy position that God had provided for us in Christ. Suffering, sadness, substitutes, sicknesses, and suicide must be stopped by uncommon knowledge about help coming to the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. Suffering. Sadness, that's a loved one died early. That's a loved one that is a Christian but handicapped by sickness and disease. And the doctors say they're going to have that the rest of their life. Suffering, sadness. Substitute mean trying to find something to take place of good sense. Sicknesses. And then the Lord, when I was studying for this, he says many in the body of Christ are committing suicide with the help by not paying attention to the word. But then he says something about uncommon knowledge. And I understand this for my over four decades of preaching. This, what I'm teaching, is uncommon knowledge. It's apostolic, and it's uncommon knowledge to the church, because the church thinks they can just be spiritual and not think. And so what God is bringing to the table is you're killing yourself. My desire for you to live a long, satisfied life. And then in Ephesians 1, 15 to 23, that's that prayer. I need everyone who listens to me to pray that prayer about your help. And so the Holy Spirit, the Father of glory, can give you some help to understand that this is from him. This is not from a man. This is from God Almighty. And he's ready to do something about it. See, that prayer opened your eyes up to wisdom. It opened your eyes up to revelation. It opened your eyes up to understanding. Opened your eyes up to your inheritance. You opened your eyes up to the power of what's going to do this. It opened your eyes up to your calling. You opened your eyes that principalities, spirits of wickedness, rulers of darkness cannot keep you sick, because they're already defeated by the power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the suffering, the sadness, the substitute going to have to be dealt with. Sicknesses and suicide must be stopped in your life by yielding to the system and try to put it on, making excuses about his sin, about everybody got to have something. No, you will be attacked, but you don't want to attract sickness and disease to your life. Mm-hmm. Uncommon knowledge. And so preachers and bishops and popes and all them dying from sickness and disease ahead of time because of a lack of this knowledge. This knowledge is that I'm responsible for what goes in my body. And God has given me a body that is a physician. My body is a health physician. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, turn with me to Psalm 37. My second point is, it is time to step into the wisdom of health and walk in it. It's time to step into the wisdom of health and walk in it. And this is what God promised to bring us to, the wisdom of health, the wisdom of health. Being wise, making wise choices, being able to overcome things that have hindered you from going to your healthy place.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yes,
sir. Psalm 37 now. I want to read verse 23 and 26, then I'm going to go backwards to the beginning of the chapter. Psalm 37, verse 23. The steps of a good man are what?
Ordered.
Ordered, not ask permission, ordered by the Lord.
Yes.
And he delighted in his way. You see that?
Yeah.
Huh? Though he fall, he should not be utterly cast down, for the Lord ordered him with his hand. You see that?
Yes.
I have been young, verse 25, and now I am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Mm-hmm. He is ever merciful and lending, and his seed is blessed. You see that? Now, there are some powerful instruction in Psalm 37, beginning at verse 1. Powerful instruction. We're talking about it's time to step in the wisdom of health and walk in it. It's time to step into the wisdom of health and walk in it. You heard that? It's time to step into the wisdom of health and walk in it. Now in 37 Psalm, verse 1, fret not thyself because of evil doer, neither be thy envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither at the green herd. Now listen, we start at verse 3 now. This is the way you're going to do this. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall I dwell in the land, and verily thou shall be fed. Mm-hmm. Look at verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee what?
Desire
of thine heart. Verse 5. Commit. Underline trust in your Bible. Underline delight. Underline commit. Verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. You see it? Huh? And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Look at verse 7. Underline that word. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prosper in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked advice to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evil doers should be cut off. But those that, underline that word, wait upon the Lord, wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. Now, let's look at, if that's one, that's two, let's look at three. The revelation of health is threefold. Now that is a biggie. The revelation of health is threefold. Your spirit, your soul, and your body. What is that book, Living Long Life? What is that book I read? How to Stay Young. I've been reading that book for quite a few years, How to Stay Young. And you're reading that book, they will not tell you how to stay young. You got to find it while you're reading it.
Yeah.
And that's where I found Psalm 139, verse 14. Glance at Psalm 139, verse 14. That's where I found it at. In essence, that's what I had come up to because I'm about to say something. The revelation of health is threefold. And see if you, it's spirit, soul, and body. If you're just trying to get health through your body and prayer, you're not going to get it. Not supernatural health. See, the revelation of health is your spirit, your soul, and your body. You know what he said in 3 John, right? Beloved, I worship over all things, you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Well, look in Psalm 139, 14, what he said at the end of that verse. And your soul knows right well. See? So what have happened is, I think people have tried to become healthy by doing a lot of things, by taking vitamins, maybe, and even just eating right, but then they're not living the sanctified part of their life. So all of that has come together, the spirit, soul, and the body. Look at, now, why you lay it out? Very simple. Turn to Romans 12. It's laid out. I'm going to give you three words. Mercy, mind, and measure. The mercy of God, the renewing of the mind, and the measure of faith. Three words. Mercy, God, mercy wants you healthy. But you have to present. You say, I beseech you, brethren, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your body. Present your body. Have you presented your body to God? Or you have presented your body to the world and the commercials and the way you've been living all your life? Yes, I know you didn't know, but you know now. You follow me? Yes, I know you didn't know. Yes, I know you reared up and you didn't know. But now you're getting revelation because it had to be a reason why 45 cents stand by the bed praying over a 40-year-old person, and the person died. Got to be a reason the person loved God. Born again, been in the church, sung in the choir. Something had to be wrong. So the revelation is, the revelation of health is threefold. Your spirit, your soul, and come get this, Jay, and your body. Mercy. Have mercy on the body of Christ, that the body of Christ may have health. Then, to be not conformed to this world. When sickness and disease is being conformed to this world. But be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. When you renew your mind, you go into to the perfect will of God. Look what it said. Look, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed and renewing your mind that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God is that you have a healthy body. That's God's will. But you got to cooperate with Him. See, if you conform to just medicine, you conform to just vitamin, you conform to just walking. No, it's the whole picture. You understand? The Holy Spirit had to reveal your health to you. The 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. I didn't go to Romans 12:3, did I? Romans 12:3. It talks about the measure of faith. Don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but think soberly. So use the word thinking there three times. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is his health. You heard that?
Yes.
As a man thinketh in his heart, so is his health. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. We're talking about opening the flow of health in the body of Christ, part two. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. It talks about sanctification. It talks about your spirit, your soul, and your body being sanctified. Health got to be in that. Health, if you've set your spirit, soul, and body over to God, God talking to you right now. You say, God never told you nothing about this? He talking to you right now. Come on the conviction. Somewhere down the line, I want to get rid of all these foolish excuses you've been making. And then the Lord said, warn you, don't talk about this with nobody disparagingly. Because it's something He's trying to get into the body of Christ, and He don't want nobody playing with this. Nobody, just kind of joking and saying, oh, Reb said it. No, baby. He told me today in prayer time, tell them if they can't talk about it, trying to find out what to do, don't talk about it. Because when God wants to get something into His realm,
yes,
He don't want nobody messing with it. All right, so I got to take care of my members, Yeah. So 1 Thessalonians. And in the 24th verse says, and he who called you, he'll do it. God will do it if you let him. I don't care what you've been going through. Then you have John 6:63. The word is spirit and life. It's so powerful. It overrules everything, everybody, every condition, every situation. The word that I speak to you is spirit and life. It's powerful. The word of God is powerful. You just can't. Hebrews 4:12. Now, those scriptures, I will stay in those scriptures throughout this teaching because they needed it. So the soul of the spirit, which is the word of God, separating the spirit and the soul and the joint and the marrow. Then he says he knows the intent and thoughts of the heart. This is so powerful. That's under the revelation of health is threefold. So you're going to need the word of God to work it. Now, when it comes down to health, the word of God has been shed off. And apostolically, when you are healed or when you are well, you're supposed to be healthy.
Yep.
But if you don't know how to hold it, so you're going to routinely go through the same motion because you don't know what's happening to you. You follow what I'm saying? Come on, talk to me here.
Yeah.
Your health is living in divine partnership with God. That's what one, go back to Psalm 139, 14, 2nd, 3rd John 2. Look at those two scriptures. Psalm 139, 14, I'm going to read them out. See, your health is living in divine partnership with God. Satan cannot overrule your anointing. Satan cannot overrule your sonship. Satan cannot overrule wisdom. I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully, that word, fearfully and wonderfully, that's another word, made, marvelous, that's another word, of thy works. And that my soul knows right well. Now, when you read before that verse and after that verse, you're going to see he's talking about what kind of body he gave him. Fearfully and wonderfully made. And then 3 John tell you, beloved, I wish above all things, your prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Right now, you are being taught by the Spirit the secret of good health, the secrets of good health. What is your attitude about this teaching? Where is your gratitude about this teaching? The next point, I'm going to talk about excuses we make. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 3. Let's look at it. Psalm 103, verse 1 through 3. Right now, you're being taught by the Spirit the secret of good health. The secrets of good health. What is your attitude? Where is your gratitude? God designed for you to hear tonight the secrets of good health. The secret of good health. Man don't have that answer. Man don't know no secret to good health. God know the secret of good health. Bless the Lord, oh my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. His name did it. Go to the next verse. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefit. Then those five things. Who forgive all our iniquities. Who healeth all thy diseases. Who delivered our life from destruction. That's early death and sickness and disease. Who crowned our head with loving kindness and tender mercy. Who satisfied our mouth with good things. You notice I'm not looking at nothing. It's in me for years. But yet, this missing piece was there. So I was sick just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. See, praying and casting out devil. Might be able to cast out a donut. So that he may renew our youth like the eagle. That's a beautiful voice. All right, now here's number six, and I'm about to close. The remnant has already begun. Will you be a part or rebel with satanic and worldly excuses? See, these two, that letter, 110 pounds, 9 medication on 2 at a lower dose. Wife lost 52 pounds, 7 medication. She off all the medication, and now she's taking 1 aspirin. Young daughter lost 60 pounds. Their family walking in health. She said that when they got to the church, she had to drop her husband off at the door because he couldn't walk that far. But by yielding to the teaching and the Spirit of God, their family is in a healthy place. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. What is your excuse? Are you rebellious about this message? Are you making jokes about it? See? Because it's strong. I know it's strong. It's strong on me, you know. But it's a strong message, but it's the revelation. It's the deliverance. It's the victory that God wants his church to have. See, Word of Life, God is using you as an example down here in the country, middle of nowhere. He dropped this revelation on me as an apostle, and now he's going all over the world. These people from a different, they're in the same state here, but the other lady's in another state. We get testimonies from all over the world. So yeah, it is, the warning. Never make fun of this message and never discuss it negatively, for God is quite pleased with it. Don't find yourself fighting against God and what he wants to happen to his children. God don't play with that. See, God wants something to happen to his children, and yet you giving it to him. Hey, you ain't talking about eating all the time. You better shut up. I'm telling you, he told me right there, never make fun of this message and never discuss it negatively, for God is quite pleased with it. Don't find yourself fighting against God and what he wants to happen to his children. Isaiah 58:8, Leroy, I'm about to close. Wow. Your testimonies, send your testimony, it's going to be happening. You're going to be having letters all over, from all over the world, foreign countries. People are listening. They're getting a hold of the truth. I'm going to show them, I'll give you four words from this text. Isaiah 58:8. Then should our light break forth as the morning, and thine help shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. When I was writing notes on it, he told me to write light, help, righteousness, and glory. Light, help, righteousness, and glory. You need to have that. And then, I'm on number 8. I don't know what number you on. I'm closing here now. Half hour. Preach about a half hour tonight. Let me keep showing you the path of help and turn your faith on and up. Let me keep showing you. That's what the Lord said. Let me keep showing you the path, P-A-T-H, of help and turn your faith on and up, on and up. In other words, he wants you to go at a high degree of understanding that your faith can bring you to help. So let's read these scriptures in closing in Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs, remember what he said, and these scriptures are going to open your eyes to it, tell you how to do it, and you're on your way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. It's so much information, so much revelation that the Lord wants you to have about this. This is a heyday in the body of Christ. That we're coming out of these crises, not knowing what's happening to us. I don't know why. All right. In Proverbs 4, and we're to read 4 and 20, but I was led to read from the 18th verse. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Now you see them two voices telling you something. See the wicked stumbling, but the church can't be stumbling like this in sickness and disease. Stumbling, praying 15 hours, 400 people praying, and the preacher still die. We can't be stumbling like this. We can't be in the dark. That's why I told you the four words I told you. Light, help, what is righteousness, and glory. See, we have to have the light. We can't be stumbling like that. We've been stumbling, I don't know how many years we've been stumbling in the church. I know ever since I've been stumbling in the church about is it really beloved worship above all things that you prophesy and be in hell, that's your soul problem? Can I really walk in hell?
Yes.
See, this eating thing is a mystery. People have been exercising. They've been exercising to lose weight. So I can eat what I want to eat. See, but we got to bring it all together. What I said?
Bring it all together.
Now, watch this. I'm through stumbling.
Yep.
See, I'm through stumbling. All right. Now, I'm going back to verse 18. Look at this path. Path of just, he lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. After he restored my soul. He lead me in green pasture. He lead me beside still water. Talking about my help.
Yeah.
In these revelations, that's what he want to do.
Yeah.
Now notice, now he tell us how to do it. It's the wicked, the 18th verse, 19th verse, it's the wicked who's supposed to be walking in darkness, not you. So he tell you how to turn your head on. Here we go. Here's how to turn your head on. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my saying. As you see it, huh? Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. That is soul is again. Keep them, that at mind is again. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Look what he said in verse 22. For they are life unto those that find them. Find them. Find them. Find them. And help to all their flesh and help. Woo! To all, you mean my liver? Yes. Help to all their flesh.
Yes.
Keep thy heart with all diligence. Mm. For out of it are the issues of life. Let me pray for you. Father, I know we're in a territory here that we see testimonies coming in and people's lives being changed. I'm so thankful tonight that every person who listening will walk in healing and then know how to keep their health. May the gifts of the Spirit, the gift of healing, the working of miracles, and special faith touch everybody under the sound of my voice. I thank you and I praise you for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me say this to you also. My wife and I were driving out, just driving, strolling. We were riding to a certain subdivision and ran up on two of my members. And the enemy was trying to destroy her. She had lost weight. She didn't even look like herself. And after ministering to them about health, they got a hold of it. And her husband told me, run up and give me $100, and told me, said, there she is. Look, she's not the car now. Walking strong, looking good. And she says, he said, she's on no medicine. Yeah. It's working. It's working.
Yes.
It's working. Y'all ain't gonna clap, huh? Y'all that deep listening?
Glory to God. I want you to subscribe to this YouTube channel. As we keep saying over and over, we're in the midst of a pandemic, but this is not the last pandemic. Apostle is pouring out his heart, whatever God is speaking to him about, so that we can be prepared for whatever happens in the future. Tonight, Apostle is focusing on health. So you need to subscribe to this YouTube channel if you haven't yet, so that, and hit that notification bell so that you can be alerted when he puts out new content. Because now more than ever, it's important that you begin to focus on your health so that you can be strong. For when the next pandemic comes, you won't be with the world system trying to figure out what to do with your health. You will already know what to do. So again, subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you're watching by Vimeo, click the follow Apostle Leroy Thompson button. If you're on Facebook, become friends with us so that you can stay connected so you continue to feed your soul, feed your mind, so that you'll know what to do with your health. Here are the people that have been busy about the Father's business this week. Since Sunday, December 6th, Apostle Thompson got one born again. Pamela Tyler got two. Jacqueline Love Calloway, two. Calvin White, four. Lynette White, two. Kayla Michelle Jones, three. Chris Ward, one. Blanche Ward, eight. Lisa Anderson, one. Lawrence Ledoux, two. Christy Gautreaux, one. Raj and Sarah Bhatia, two. For a total of 29 since Sunday. Glory to God. Since February the 16th of 2020, the number is now 2,725 people that are on their way to heaven. Glory to God. I want you to be involved. You say, well, how do I get involved? Well, we have what's called a Slack app that we've joined that all these people are on. Matter of fact, when tonight when you heard Apostle's phone going off and he called Jay to come get his phone, that was somebody that had gotten somebody born again. And Christians from around the world were celebrating with that person that they're now somebody's been snatched out of hell and brought into the marvelous light of the kingdom of God. You can do that. You can be a part of this. I want you to join the Slack app. To do that, I want you to text the word witness, W-I-T-N-E-S-S, to 225-230-2234. When you text that word to that number, witness, when you text witness to that number, you will receive a link back that will give you instructions on how to download the Slack app, and you'll receive a PDF of how to participate on the Slack app. You can do this. There are Christians from all over the world that are participating in this. Notice now, Apostle talking on health tonight. This is the second. This is not the second. This is the first part of the vision. Is to seek and save those who are lost. Second part is talking about your health. So you can be a part of this. You can do both. You can deal with your health and be a part of the kingdom business. Text the word witness to 225-230-2234. Let's deal with the third aspect. Let's give. Text the word SOW, S-O-W, to 225-230-2234, or you can go to eiwm.org/give. So during this pandemic, we've been having a reset, time to focus on our relationship with God. Are you about the Father's business? Number two, do you have the strength to be a part of God's business, to be about God's business? And number three, are you financially stable to obey God regardless of the world, regardless of what the world system want to provide for you? Because the world system is not our source. God is our source. Again, are you about the Father's business? Number two, do you have the strength to be a part of God's business? And number three, are you financially set or financially stable so that you can obey God regardless of what the world system says? Why? Because God is our source. Again, text the word SOW, S-O-W, to 225-230-2234, or you can go directly online to eiwm.org/give. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this impartation that we received tonight from our apostle. Holy Spirit, help us, give us wisdom. Let us discover that uncommon knowledge necessary for us to walk through our healing into our health. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our health. God, Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross so that we can be accustomed to sowing seeds. God, thank you for giving us these seeds. Thank you for showing us the ground to sow it in. And God, thank you for being the Lord of the harvest. We give you all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight has been a wonderful night. Don't forget, this will be available on YouTube. It'll be available on Vimeo. You can watch this again. Don't let it pass. Also, I want you to go back. See, go back again this past Thursday and Friday. We had a Money Coming to You conference. If you didn't see it, you missed half of your life. Go back and watch that again also. Because remember now, we're working on three things. being learning how to be a part of God's business, a part of his kingdom business, developing and strengthening our health, and become financially stable so that when this next pandemic comes around, we will be that city on a hill, shining bright, beckoning people, saying, here's where the answer is. Jesus is the answer. Listen, I know that all is well and you are abiding in peace. I'll see you Sunday morning live here.